you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is resistant. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. Yeah, that was a quote by Warren Buffett, and it's true. So now my question is, why do we keep letting what other people do and say bother us? Find out how to deal with it and what you can do about that on today's episode. Okay, so before I can even deal with talking about how to handle other people, I gotta talk about how we view things. Because perception can be a determining factor on how we react or respond to somebody or something else. So imagine this, right? You're walking on the sidewalk, just listening to some music, minding your own business, and someone came up to you and threw water at you, said some choice words, and then stormed off. Now you're just standing there doing what? I already know some of y'all already thinking of some choice words and actions to give to that person. And knowing myself, I'd probably grunt like and say out loud like, seriously though? Well, the same thing happened to a Greek philosopher named Philip. The only difference is he was with his homie. So, like, when someone threw water at him, Philip continued to talk and walk with his homie like nothing happened. And his friend is telling him, like, bruh, you ain't gonna do nothing about that? Like, dude legit just threw some water at you? And Philip said, so what? He threw water at the man he thought I was. Let's just be honest. Most of us aren't gonna just let that slide. But either way, somebody is mad. But you heard what Philip said, though. His perception affected how he responded to the situation. So the way you perceive someone doing something or saying something you don't like will indefinitely cause you to react. Like I remember the time when I used to work in customer service and doing sales for a certain rental car company. No names. And let's just be real. These kinds of people working in this kind of field get pooped on. Like all the time. And I'll never forget the one time I'm trying to help this one couple, you know, rent a car, and his wife was just so disrespectful and the husband was just super mean. I mean, these people were like cussing me out, just being disrespectful and rude, didn't want to give certain information that I needed in order for them to rent a car. I mean, they were just very mean. And I remember I saw all their luggage and I saw behind them that there were like two children crying. That couple, I just remember thinking to myself, man, like that couple, like they're just so rude. And like I said, that they were yelling and screaming at me for nothing. But in either case, I decided to upgrade them to this fancy van. Not fancy. It wasn't just any other van. It was a fancy van. Okay, y'all gotta get that right now. And I was super nice despite them being rude and disrespectful to me. And when the husband went outside to look at the car, he came back in and, you know, he went to his wife and told her, hey, you know, go settle down the kids while he pays for the rental. And he walked up by himself, you know, to my counter and he said, you know, thanks. And I was like, nah, man, no problem. You know, and I said that with a big cheesy smile on my face. Because, you know, y'all, I had a little bit of Jesus and some gospel music, so I was good, you know. I was having a pretty good day. I wasn't going to let this man and his wife, like, ruin my day, you know what I'm saying? I got a little Jesus in me, I'm good. Anyway, and then he said to me, you know, hey, look, you know, my wife recently had a miscarriage and we lost all of our money, plus we missed all our flights because we couldn't make it on time. And on top of that, we have to drive all the way to our final destination. So you upgrading this car was a big, huge help. And we really needed it. And you know, I was thinking, man, You know, like my heart sank for this couple, you know. I walked him out and I seen them off, and I immediately thought to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I, you know, if I didn't stay composed, like if I returned the flavor that they gave me, you know. And you see, not everything needs a reaction, you know. We got it twisted somehow. You know, not everything needs your reaction. You have to get to a point where you realize that whatever negativity is there, you don't need to spend your time and attention. Like, on the real. Bottom line is, you can't control anyone. I know it's easier said than done, but you really can't control anyone. Like, seriously. I also want to say this too, because giving into that negativity, giving it the time and the day, is really a weakness. And many of us just keeps giving it in, like just giving in to this weakness of just giving that negativity that time and day. And you know, that guy, that girl, you know, whatever it is that they said, may have, you know, you may not have liked what they said, but it's not gonna make your hair grow not one bit. In other words, your life ain't gonna end because they said something horrible to you. It may hurt, but your life ain't gonna end, you know. And you see, we allow people's demons and issues to wreck our day the moment that we entertain that mess. And on top of that, we try to blame other people for getting us mad and getting us angry and ruining our day. But guess what? Nope, you can't do that, because you can't blame somebody else for getting you upset. You see, being angry, being upset is a choice. You perceived something they said and did, and you entertained it, and then you turned it into straight anger, frustration, you know, pissedoffity. You just, I know that's not a word, don't judge me. You just got upset, you know? And with that being said, you gotta hold yourself responsible for how you chose to respond to the situation or to that person. You have to hold yourself responsible. You have to remember that your emotion is a choice. We choose to give in to these negative situations. So listen, man, when the Bible sits here and say, you know, guard your heart and your mind, it's not just talking about like relationships, like, oh, you know, just guard your heart so you won't get hurt by somebody that you fell in love with 2 seconds ago on Tinder. But you know, it's talking about all day, everyday situations, you know, that at work situation, your relationship situation, your marriage, your children, your friend. You know, wherever it is, that is pertaining to your everyday situation. So now the question is, how do I go about dealing with other negative people and their mess? Control thyself. In other words, control you. As I said before, you can't control other people. I know it'd be easy, but you really can't. You can't allow that kind of negativity to ruin your life or your day. You have to be the master of your circumstances and not let it master you. This includes those raw emotions that I was referring to earlier, you know, that anger, that pissedoffity. That is not a word, but y'all know what I mean. Like getting angry, getting pissed, getting frustrated. You know, if we were to be honest, some of us would really be in jail if we really acted out on how we really feel when we're on the deep end and emotionally speaking. Like, you know, some of us got so angry at our sibling for something that they did that, you know, we think about killing them. Like, you know, like those are the kind of thoughts that we know that we have. You know, those thoughts there, they exist. And God forbid, if we actually acted on how we actually feel, somebody would either be dead or we would be in jail. Again, your time is way too precious to be spending it on entertaining these kinds of issues. Life is, you know, very, very, very precious. I'm not going to stress this enough. And yet we take it for granted. Every single time you put and you waste your time on something that somebody has said to you or something that somebody had did to you, you are taking your own life for granted. Did you know that? I want y'all to think about that. When you're wasting precious moments that you will never get back. Ain't like that apology later on is going to add moments that you wasted being mad. I'm just saying. God didn't create you to be a slave to your emotions, and definitely not to other people. And whenever you waste your time arguing and fussing and fighting, you are that other person's slave. Yep, I done said it. You allowed them to be a master of you. Because you are allowing them to get you so bent out of shape that you ain't straight in line no more. And remember, when you entertain that, you are choosing to be upset and angry and spend time and energy on somebody that ain't gonna make you money, that ain't gonna feed your kids, ain't gonna add no time to your life, ain't gonna make you happy at that moment. I mean, come on, let's just be honest. At the end of the day, you gotta believe that you are better than what that situation is trying to make it out to be. You are made to be better. So the next time someone is cutting their eyes at you and trying to give you an attitude and try to provoke you, meet them with silence and the absence of your presence. Let me repeat that again. The next time somebody giving you some sort of kind of attitude and they try to provoke you, you meet them with silence and you take yourself away from that situation. The absence of your presence. They may not like it, but they gonna learn. There's a Creole saying, you know, because like I said before, I'm Haitian. And there's something that they say, wap konjot. That means you gonna learn, honey. You gonna learn today. So guess what? They ain't gonna like what you're doing, but they gonna learn that you not gonna waste your time, and neither you ain't there for it. So next time, America and the rest of the world, go ahead and be their Supergirl. Peace.